For 12 years, the city of Chester had no supermarket. In an effort to end this so-called food desert, in 2014, a local food bank plunked down a nonprofit grocery store in the impoverished Delaware County city. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that after a lot of trial and error, that store is still trying to figure out how to square its mission with its bottom line.
2.5 years ago, Fair and Square opened to a lot of fanfare in the local media. Before, people in Chester had to leave the city to buy fresh food or buy mostly processed goods at corner stores. The market's produce manager, Nate Sumter, says at first, customers didn't like a lot of what filled the shelves.
Watercress, lettuce, that didn't sell too well. Leeks, that didn't go over well. Rutabagas, parsnips, that didn't go over well.
On first glance, Fair and Square is laid out like an upscale grocery store. There are fresh fruits and vegetables front and center, a wall of frozen food, and a stocked deli case. That's all intentional. The nonprofit's mission is to make the community healthier, says operations manager Mike Basher. But it doesn't mean it's a junk food-free zone.
So our model is we want to have all kinds of healthy stuff. You know, so when you come in, you're like, wow, what's all this? Plus what they're used to seeing.
Tasty cake displays line the checkout aisles, and cases of soda lurk below eye level, behind displays of fruits and veggies. The supermarket biz is notoriously tough. Razor-thin margins on a product that can literally rot on the shelves if it doesn't sell. To attract and keep customers, Basher and his crew started tinkering with their stock. They cleared away products that weren't selling and replaced them with things customers asked for, like more Latin American and Caribbean foods.
Like, this is a batata. It's like a potato. It's a starch. And things like mangoes, coconuts, green bananas, which are more used for cooking.
On a recent visit, a lot of people in Fair and Square's checkout line bought both packaged and fresh food. Chocolate milk and sugary cereal slid over the scanner along with fresh meat and bagged lettuce. Fair and Square needs to grow its sales by another 20% just to break even. For now, it's subsidized by its parent company, the food bank Philabundance. But what about its other goal, making people in Chester healthier? Ann Palmer, a food researcher at Johns Hopkins University, says just because healthier food is on the shelves doesn't guarantee customers will buy it, especially if they're worried about spending scarce food dollars on something their family will hate.
If you're on a budget, you aren't necessarily purchasing food with the intent of improving your health. You're purchasing food to satisfy hunger, and that means you might have like a lower risk level of, you know, trying new foods.
Plus, she says people of all backgrounds want a variety of food to choose from. Along with trying to break even, Fair and Square has been playing with ways to get customers to fill more of their carts with healthy food. Those who sign up for a free membership card get money back on every bill, but they get back more when they buy fruits and vegetables. Does that change habits? Palmer says the jury is still out on those kinds of incentives. But whether they choose to buy broccoli or cinnamon buns, customers in the market say they're grateful to have it in Chester. Chris and Kaisha Smith, a young married couple, say they come to Fair and Square a couple of times a week now.
They got everything.
Chicken, steak,
stuff like that. What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
They the best, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nearby, Brenda Rice scoots her walker up and down the dry goods aisles, searching for canned yams for Sunday dinner. She says she already knows what foods she's not supposed to eat, like red meat.
Yeah, I can't eat, you know, a lot of beef and a lot of things I can't eat, but I sneak.
Well, she says she sneaks. The only thing in her cart was a pack of chicken breasts. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.